What killed Prince is no longer a mystery. It is spelled out in black and white from the Midwest Medical Examiner's report. It's just a page long, but it gives us both the cause and manner of death, which is what the law requires. Nothing more than that. The manner of death was an accident. They said that Prince self-administered fentanyl and that he died from fentanyl toxicity. What is fentanyl? It is the strongest opioid-based painkiller on the market. It is 50 to 100 times stronger than morphine and 25 to 50 times stronger than heroin. So we're talking about a really potent painkiller. What we do not yet know is exactly how Prince got it. Was he prescribed fentanyl by a doctor, or did he get it some other way? And that is what law enforcement will be still looking into, because there is still an investigation going on into why Prince died and how he was able to get a hold of some of these medications. If they turn out not to be legal, then this will change into a criminal investigation. We know that the law enforcement officials and law enforcement has been talking to the people around Prince. They've also been talking to the doctors, and we know that he saw a doctor the day before he died and a couple weeks prior to that. So there are still a lot of unanswered questions, but we do finally know the answer to one of the big burning questions: why Prince died and what killed him. And it is very clear in the report that it was fentanyl toxicity that took the megastar's life.